after the war started in 1950 in Korea, the government came up with an idea to have these small, hard-hitting groups that could operate behind enemy lines. All these men came from the 82nd Airborne Division, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. They asked for black troops also. At that time, there were only two black airborne paratrooper battalions in the United States Army. They asked for the volunteers. Maybe 500 men tried to volunteer when they were looking for 110 men. So we left Fort Bragg and went down to Fort Benning, Georgia for ranger training. There hadn't been any rangers in the Army since the Second World War. And the Second World War rangers were not airborne. They were regular infantry.
So you were one of the original members.
That's correct. I came from the 80th Airborne Anti-Aircraft. I was, as we call ourselves, charter members. All of our men were triple volunteers. The Army volunteered, paratroop volunteered, and then volunteered for the Rangers.
So what's it like to see this story finally be told?
Oh, it's almost a miracle. We've worked on this maybe over 10 years. Our main authors have died, and now there were left only two.
It's a story that needs to be told. Were you ever worried that it might not happen?
No. We had planned, if nothing else, when we started this, with Major Jim Queen, who was our executive officer at the time, First Lieutenant, Jim Queen said, we got to get the history out. If we only publish 300 books, at $20 a book, we're going to get it out there in the public somewhere because no one heard of us.
Tell me a bit about the significance of the Black Rangers. You know, today it's not necessarily all that unusual to have people in units who are of color.
It's right.
No big deal, but back during this time, maybe it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal because the Army was segregated. And then we had the fallacy that was carried on a little bit where they said blacks wouldn't fight. How they came up with such a fallacy when blacks have fought valorously since the Revolution. But I think it was probably that they didn't want highly trained black people with weapons. But I'll tell you, probably the main reason why they asked for blacks, because President Truman had signed an executive order back in 1949 that was doing away with segregation in the United States Army. But it didn't move, or if it moved at a snail's pace. So I guess maybe they had to ask for black volunteers for this.
Have you ever gotten, not you specifically, but your unit, the Rangers, the all-black Rangers, have you ever gotten national recognition of any kind, medals, commendations?
Oh, sure. Well, I'll tell you this. The only thing that we ever saw in print about us was a Colonel Robert Black from the 8th Ranger Company, who was an enlisted man in Korea. And, you know, after Korea, he went to OCS, became an officer. And Bob Black wrote a book called Rangers in Korea. And in this book, he wrote about every Ranger Company that was in combat in Korea. And that was the first time that we ever saw anything in print about the 2nd Black Ranger Company.
But I would think that many members of the company got Bronze Stars.
Oh, sure. Okay, like I said, we went over there with 110 men and five officers. That first winter was horrible. We lost a lot of men with frostbitten feet.
Mm.
I was one of them. But most of us came back to the outfit. So at one time, from that 110 men, we were down to like 65 men. But a small unit like that, 110 men and five officers, we had nine men that received the Silver Star, and we had 13 men received the Bronze Star with V for Valor. It was significant.
That's really significant. That's a high percentage.
And I'll tell you something else. We had over 100 with Purple Heart.
That's amazing and outstanding, and it must be a great source of pride for you and your family. You must be really excited about this book.
We were all very proud of it. And when it ended up, our company, like I say, we're down to 65 men. this happened to all the Ranger companies over there.
Sure.
Because they used us as regular infantrymen, where an infantry company has 240 men, we had 110. So when the higher ups saw what was going on, they broke us. They inactivated all the Ranger companies and absorbed us into the 187th Airborne Regimental Combat Team.
So now that this book is out, what do you do now? What happens next?
Well, what happens next, we're going to try to spread the word now, you know. Like I say, when we first started this thing, we thought 300 books would get it out there and the history out there. Now that we're hoping now that the book is published that everybody will, you know, we've spread the word.